B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Todd, what's happening, man?
Hey, not much. So I'm calling because I have this girl that I was seeing, and I just haven't heard anything all of a sudden. Like, I've texted her, called her, no answer, no call back, nothing.
All right, well, tell us about when you last time you guys spoke to each other, hung out, whatever it was.
Yeah, so we actually started getting together before this whole pandemic thing happened, right?
Yeah.
I was a mechanic. She came into my shop, and we hit it off. And so, I mean, a few weeks ago, you know, she calls me up, and we talk then. And then after that, I haven't heard a thing.
Do you think you did anything that...
He definitely did something.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me rephrase that.
I'm not trying to, you know...
How did you piss her? How did you turn her away?
That's why I'm calling you guys. I don't know. she called me to ask me for some help, and I went and helped, and now nothing.
Oh. How is it no one ever has any idea what you did wrong?
Seriously. Nothing. I can't wait to hear this one. All right, well, Todd, if that's your story and you're sticking to it, we'll call her for you next, okay?
Cool, thank you.
All right, second date update on 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Todd. He started talking to this girl, Rachel, before, you know, quarantine and all that stuff. And they talked a little bit. And then last time, when was it last time that you guys hung out?
It was a few weeks ago. She called me up for some help.
And since then, it's been nothing. Crickets. And Todd, when we asked him, what do you think you might have done or said that turned her off? He said, absolutely nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Perfect. 10 out of 10, as they say. These are my favorite. All right, Todd, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rachel?
Yes, who is this?
Yes, okay. Rachel, hi. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. The reason we're calling you, it's a good reason. We got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to call you on their behalf. Now, it's a gentleman, and he gave us your phone number. You know who he is, and we're going to tell you his name in a second, but the reason that we're calling you is because this guy likes you, and he thinks that you kind of like him too, so... Basically, if you say yes, no pressure, but if you say yes, we'll set up a little virtual Zoom date with you and this guy, and basically we'll send food to your place, food to his place, and just have you guys kind of connect virtually to see if you hit it off. And if you do, then we could set something up maybe for a real restaurant in the future on us.
I don't know.
Well, let's just get to the part where I tell you the guy's name, and then we'll see how you react when I tell you, because you know who he is.
I don't think I really understand what you're talking about. Are you sure you have the right number?
It's Todd. Do you remember Todd?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm really not interested.
Still not interested?
What?
No. God, no.
Okay, can you tell us why? Because we spoke to Todd, and he called us, and he seems very confused as to why you would stop talking to him.
You know, the guy's a total... I'm not surprised, but, like, I'm good. I'm really not interested. He's not a good person.
Did he do something to you, or...?
It wasn't exactly to me, but, you know, my poor grandmother had an appointment, and she was on her way, and she got a flat. She's sitting on the side of the road, and I'm like, oh, my God, who am I going to call? So, call Todd. He's a mechanic. Figured he could help her fix the tires. He went out to help her fix the car. He sat in his f***ing car. He didn't even get out. He walked her through how to fix the tire. Can you imagine
a 75-year-old woman
trying to fix a tire by herself?
What?
Did you say it was your grandmother, right?
My 75-year-old grandmother. And to make matters worse, like, she threw out her back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's 75 changing it. I can't even change it. Wait, hold on. Why didn't he get out of the car? I don't understand.
No clue.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Because, wait, okay, hold on. Wait. Rachel, Todd's on the phone right now. He heard what you said.
I'm not going to get out of the car during social distancing and put your poor grandmother at risk.
Todd.
Like, it was a big enough favor for me to go out there. Like, why would I do that?
That's your story?
Well, she could have moved to the side and you work on the tire.
And then I'm putting myself at risk? Like, I don't know where she's been.
Yeah, that's where we're going with this.
I feel like I went out there, I went and helped.
Yeah.
And you're going to give me shit because I told her how to do it. I just gave her a life skill.
Oh, Jesus. You know what's messed up is I completely understand Todd's rationale. Like I feel like I'm in his mind, but there's still something wrong with like you helped her. Yes, you gave her a life skill, but still, she's a 75-year-old woman. It's kind of like if she couldn't reach something at the grocery store, you'd reach for it for her, wouldn't you?
Well, and then here's the thing: it's like, but if we're both in this situation, and then she gets sick.
Right.
And then I get blamed because she gets sick. I'm still in the house.
You know, Todd, when I called you, I wanted you to do the work, not my grandmother.
Then why the didn't you go out there to do it?
I don't know how to fix the tire.
You don't want her to do the f***ing work, but yeah, you want me. So like, this is how I'm reading this, is you don't actually give a whether or not I get sick. You care more than I didn't do exactly what you wanted in your mind of what you thought you wanted. You asked me to help. You didn't elaborate. Lord. You didn't say, Todd, go fix the car.
Obviously, you don't have a lot of, like, brain cells because any other decent human being would have fixed it.
Oh, f*** off. Why don't you go protest some more, huh?
Well, okay, Todd, I haven't asked her yet. Rachel, would you be willing to go on another date with Todd? Now that we
Todd,
know...
I don't think so.
It was a misunderstanding. Next time, he'll help your grandmother, right, Todd?
No, next time, if she was listening to me, she'll be able to do it on her own. She won't need my help.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Really?
So, Rachel, it's a no?
It's a definite no for me.
All right, well, tell that old bitch I hope she gets better.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Listen, let me first say that, you know, being rough, playful rough in the bedroom, it's a fun thing. You know what I'm saying? You're like, ow, what's my ass? Oh, yeah, last night. That's fun. But what Kendra did to Paul? Oh, hell no. Call 911 on that one. Wait until you hear tomorrow's classic second date update on the 10th with the Get Up Crew A-10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.